And welcome to the Improvement Coach Club podcast, episode number 54. It is Thursday, the 6th of June here in Scotland, Glasgow. Early in the morning today, I have a crazy busy month this month. I've got dance shows, I've got competitions, I have open days, I have auditions, plus all the stuff that I'm doing for the Improvement Coach. I'm going to be launching a course as well, and some seminars and some retreats. So it's all go go go, which is exciting. But yes, I'm doing this early in the morning so as that it's ticked off my to-do list. So today I'm going to talk about trauma very, very quickly and not going delving too deep into all of that jazz. So we all have trauma. Every single one of us have some form of trauma. Now, some of it will be a big T trauma and some of it will be little T trauma, but nobody can tell what each person's is. So what might be really big T trauma for me might be really small T trauma for you, and vice versa. And it's really important that we recognize this. Everybody's perception of things is very different. Everybody's reality is very different, and everybody who they what they see and what they feel and what comes of some scenario is very different to each individual. You are not what happened to you, but you are what you choose to become. And that is what I'm going to name this podcast, because a lot of people can have a lot of really tough stuff going on in their life, and they can transform themselves into and make it their turn their pain effectively into power. Equally, there can be people who don't have a lot of what you would call big T trauma, so to speak, and they can end up, it consumes them and it destroys their life. So no one dictates which is which. No one dictates what's the big one, what's the small one, apart from you. But we've all had some form of trauma in our lives, and it's not that that decides your fate. It's your response to it and how you respond to that trauma. Now, I am not going to sit here as a mental health super qualified therapeutic intervention, therapist, counselor, all that jazz, psychoanalyzer, psychotherapist, anything like that. But I have felt and I have seen a lot of things that have happened within people's lives and within my own life that I have a little bit of knowledge. Plus, obviously, I've worked with a lot of people with really severe mental health issues. You can't let something dictate your life. And you can't change what has happened, whatever that may be. It cannot be changed. But you can change your perspective around it, and you can allow it to transform your life in a positive way. And that's hard. And it's hard to hear as well. It's really hard to hear. I remember I went on a date once, and he said, and obviously I've been through emotional abuse, and he said to me, "Why would you let somebody treat you like that?" And I was like so triggered by that, and I didn't speak to the guy again. And now, having done a lot of the work, I realised that actually I did let him treat me like that, because my self-worth was so low, my self-love was so low, that I didn't realise that the impact that it was having, and I didn't think I deserved more. And it doesn't mean to say I let him in the sense that I was like, "Oh, just do what you like." But effectively, my behaviour and the fact that I was accepting of what he'd done to me, I allowed it to happen, and I allowed it to continue to happen until I decided enough was enough, until I decided that I deserved more, until I decided that actually I had to be alone and do some work in myself to really know myself and to really be forgiven for myself, forgiven for the situation, and be who I knew I could be. So you can either rise up or you can let it dictate your life. Like I said, I was once a disempowered female. I was in a really toxic, abusive relationship. My self-worth was so low, and it's in the transformation of that pain that I became who I am today. So I had to get to, like, sometimes you do have to get to a place of pain before you start kind of crawling up. Not always, but often it is the case. It's why I've created the Empowerment Coach off the back end of that really destructive relationship. I delved really deep into mental health and why people behave the way they do and all this sort of stuff, which then led me on a path of self-discovery and then led me on a path of learning about other people and about the brain and about your mindset and about how you can transform your life. And without having had that experience, I possibly wouldn't have been here doing this. Possibly I would have. I've always been quite nurturing, quite coachy. Obviously, I've been a dance teacher for a long period of time, but it certainly has paved a bit of a path through going through that pain. So the purpose of being the empowerment coach is to be someone that I needed back then, someone to show females that you do have a voice, you don't need to be silenced, you have an indescribable internal personal power, regardless of who you are, regardless of where you came from or who's tried to take that away from you. We want to be turning any pain you do have, and we want to give it fuel to ignite the path that's up before you. Using your voice, standing in your strength, surrendering to who you once were and letting go of that person, but also standing in that power. There's a lesson in absolutely everything, and sometimes it's just a wee bit trickier to see it. But sometimes we need to like zoom out and see the bigger picture. When we're so emotionally attached to something, it's so hard to see the bigger picture or to see things from a different perspective. And that's where having a coach really, really helps, because they allow you to just they just start to kind of direct you and highlight another area that actually could it be this? And then it lets you your brain kind of start to tick and it shifts your perspective a wee bit. So although I like I said, I'm not delving super deep into traumas and what they are and what they look like or how they make you feel or any of that or any of this psychology book that surrounds it. I am reading a book called The Body Keeps the Score, and it's all about kind of trauma and how it's stored in your body until you release it. So I suppose my lesson today is to recognize that you do have an opportunity to transform and move forward, even if you've had a shit show of a life, even if you've had a shit show of relationships, even if you had a really poor upbringing, even if you've had your environment's been really poor. You do have an opportunity. You've only got one life, and you get to choose what that looks like. And although that sounds a bit scary and it sounds a bit like how and you'd have so many questions, it's possible. It really is possible. I have been from kind of a really, really, really poor place. And don't get me wrong, people have had a hell of a lot worse things happen to them than what I have. But I've seen and I've witnessed and I've been part of so many transformations that I know that everybody has the opportunity and everybody can rise up regardless of what's happened to them. But you've got to choose. You've got to decide your fate. You've got to dictate your future. Allowing somebody else or something else to dictate that is a recipe for disaster, and the last thing you want to be is unhappy, unfulfilled. And live a life of just existence rather than actually thriving. When I worked in a care home for young people, part of my issue there was like they were just surviving, they were not thriving, and they weren't in an environment that could help them thrive. And that's why I struggled to be there, because I was like I was so against my values of a lot of the things that was going on. I knew these kids had more in them and I knew they could do more, but it was just that there was so many stumbling blocks in the way to be able to get them to that place. Not that they didn't want to be there, but like there was too many red tapes around them to get them there. And I really struggled with that. I really struggled with the fact that they were almost getting told to settle. And I don't think that that's the right message to tell kids or anybody in this life. So, I hope that served you well. A wee quicker one today. I will see you again next week. I hope you have a magical day, magical week, and I'll see you again later. Bye.